Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no other place to be than right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, if she ever let this little guy try, I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. Annie up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuned in live with All Talk, No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got some things lined up for y'all, you know what I'm saying, because we so messy, and that's just what we do. So, without further ado, let me go ahead and get this dynasty on the line. My dude, that dude, rap star, what's the deal, my ninja?
Yo, what's popping, everybody? What's up, STL? What's up, man? I'm hype over here.
Man.
I'm like DMX, baby. What? Got a great show. Got a great show tonight. I can't wait to get into this motherfucker, man, on the road.
It's always so much going on, and we got to talk about it because that's just what we do. Man, I'm over here chilling, dog, man. Same shit, different toilet. Ain't nothing to it. I ain't going to complain because it ain't going to change nothing. You feel me? But you good over
there?
Yeah, I feel you. Chilling?
Yeah, man. Yo, I had a great day. Great day today. You know, I was out with my cousin. I was out with my wifey, chilling in the city. We went down to in the town. My cousin, she wanted to buy like this special quality grade A chicken. So we go over there. She buys what she want. I ended up finding a Mexican restaurant. Well, not a restaurant. It's a restaurant, but it also sells like Mexican type of food, spice, authentic. Man, I went buck wild in there and bought myself a sombrero, man. I was crazy in there, man. Like,
I bought myself a sombrero.
It was crazy. It's big as fuck, you know. It was cool though, cause I was wearing my brand new Mexican leather jacket that I got, you know. So
it's a nice jacket.
Popping.
I saw that. It is nice.
Oh, thank you. It was popping, you know. As soon as I got in there, I was the envy. Everybody was like, yo, where you get the jacket? You know, I was like, estoy aquí in the building, baby. You know what it is, man. And we go out, go to a couple stores and everything, stop at my Rays. Everybody having a good time. But I had to come back and, you know, fuck with y'all. Everybody. I had to do the show. I lead them back at the Rays. I'll get to them in a minute.
Absolutely. How you feeling, honey dip? You chilling?
I'm good. Finally home, relaxed. Long fucking couple days,
family member, help bring a new family member into the world. Well, I ain't do nothing but hold some thighs up. Shit, she did all the work.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
The only time honey dip hold up thighs and ain't get paid.
I'm just
saying, I gotta keep it real, man. Cause that's what we do. That's silly. Look, we gonna get into these announcements real quick, and we gonna bounce back into that. Where they do that at, man? We silly. We out here, man. It's what we do. Messy Dollhouse. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, look, you just tuning in. You heard we're All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you want to say something, hit the one. If you hit it by mistake, hit it again, it'll take it back. But rap stuff 412, where they do that at, fam?
Yo. Yo, this is crazy. This is absolute crazy. Okay. This one, Magnus Irvin from London, England. Shout out to London, everybody. Shout out to London.
Want to go there one day.
He came out with the first. Are y'all ready? Edible anuses.
What you got?
Edible anuses. Huh? Magnus Irvin came out with
the booty people been eating.
Nah, this is a little different. This is something that you can actually eat. I mean, no pun intended, but you know, you could actually devour the shit. Okay. So,
I've seen it. That's crazy.
I was going to hold you down with that, cuz Dorn, I was watching Dorn, I was like Dorn, when I was reading the shit, I was like, I want to know what Nisi got to say about this, yo. I was like, oh, shit. Yo. I know, Nisi, you said it before. I know you aren't too thrilled about the booty eating and everything like that. But I was like, yo, this is something special right here. This is like a Valentine's Day gift.
Special?
No.
That
fucked up. I said the coochie eating, not the booty. I mean, if they want to do the booty, you know, but I don't do the booty.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I was like, okay, I'm gonna hold it down with this. I'm like, all right. So I'm gonna break it down. So what he does is he has a mold. He pours like some type of putty. Now, actually, rewind that. The person, when you go in there, he has like this yoga size like mat, but it's like a table, and it's like an L shape. So you sit on the back of it with your legs up, and your legs are supposed to go over like your head, kind of. So your ass is just spread the fuck out. Actually, he said he did his first mold on himself. He did his first murder on himself.
Nasty bad.
I don't know.
I don't know
how he got into that position, but he said the putty, when he did it, the putty went down to his ass cheeks, to his balls, and into his face and some shit like that. He said it got on his pubic hair and it wouldn't get out. But aside from that, so what you do is you get into that yoga position where your legs is like kind of going over your head, and you poise this putty on the sensitive area. And it's supposed to like harden, and it's supposed to be a mirror image of the imprint of your asshole.
Mm-mm.
So he takes it and he puts it in like it's a mold, so he breaks it up and it's like a perfect mirror image. And you can not only put chocolate on it, you can even have it as to a gold or a silver or a glass to wear as like a charm on a necklace or something like that. You know, but the chocolate, you know, he pours the chocolate on and it hardens the gun in the freezer and everything. And you can actually give your loved one a chocolate flavored anus of your anus, the imprint of your anus.
Fellas, y'all got a new Valentine's Day option. You listening to this? Listen to this. It ain't got to be chocolate covered cherries no more, fellas. You can get an anal print and get that to your bae for Valentine's Day. New shit. 2018.
Hallmark need to get on this shit. You know, get the Valentine's Day cards from Hallmark and chocolate-covered anuses. Fuck the candy. Get the chocolate-flavored anuses, you know?
Look, between motherfuckers making ass molds, sex dolls, and all kinds of shit, Nisha, they about to put you out of business, man.
They ain't nothing for you to do in a minute.
I'm jacking you. It's gotta go.
Talking about,
I don't want to see nobody walking around with a gold, silver, or glass anus around their fucking neck.
That's my asshole. Talking about, you gotta be like, that's my pussy. That's my asshole.
Coming for that ass.
You know who might be interested in that anal print.
Who's that?
Your boy, what's his name? Young Buck. I heard he getting printed ass out here. Allegedly.
Oh, shit.
He might be interested in that.
Oh, that's fucked up. Oh, man. Oh, man. That's crazy. That's crazy. I seen the meme. They was going at my nigga kind of hard. They was calling them back shots and everything like that. They was calling them broke back buck and everything like that. I was like, God damn it.
Broke back buck.
I was like, God damn it. Hey. Oh, man. On a serious note, I got this other story. It's kind of fucked up, really. It's kind of fucked up. Rebecca Anderson, 60-year-old woman. She is owner of a Dallas area in-home daycare center. So she has her home, and you know she does daycare out of her home. She's been accused of keeping infants and toddlers tied up in their back seats for hours. 7 hours to be exact. She's charged with child endangerment, of course. They found the babies laced around in their car seats and everything. Actually, there was an investigation that went on, and there was a video that was set up to catch her, and they found, the police went in and they actually caught her. There was like three kids that was locked up in their car seats, bound and gagged in a dark room, and the fourth kid was in the master bedroom. And not only did she do that, but she fed them acetaminophen, for them to keep
Maybe
quiet.
Dominican, as she saw them,
yes.
She put that in there. She was feeding that. Well, she was crushing it up and putting it in something.
They went to sleep.
In there,
they sleepy?
Putting it in her applesauce.
Yeah, she was making them sleepy.
Mm.
That's like a Benadryl, a cold medicine, you know, acetaminophen. Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
The
neighbors.
Acetaminophen. Acetaminophen. You can't get that line off
Come
that
on.
Asshole, can you?
Oh, man.
Now, she didn't feed the baby asshole. Is that what you had to say?
Oh, man.
It's acetaminophen. Yeah, I can't even say it.
You're right. But it was crazy because like the neighbors was saying that they heard screaming and everything like that, and it's pretty fucked up. Her bill set $45,000. So
that's
It's fucked up. It just reminds me because like my cousin, she tells me all the time, she got two little ones, and she always say all the time, she says, I'm never letting my babies go into daycare because she can't trust them. You know, anything could happen. I remember
they can't
in
speak for themselves, right?
Yeah. Like there was an incident years ago. There was a daycare and the police ended up doing a raid in the daycare and they found like sex toys in the daycare. Dildos and everything.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So
it was a home. I wonder, is it a regular daycare or a home daycare? You know what I'm saying?
The story I'm talking about right now, this was in my hometown. This was like a daycare, like a legit daycare. But the one that I'm actually doing a story on right now is at a home daycare. So it was somebody's home who was offering the services of, you know, doing that. So, but
to the daycare thing, it doesn't matter to me whether it's a home facility, a state-funded facility, because I've heard of messed up things happening both ways. You know what I'm saying? That
right.
kids are getting
right.
abused. I'm seeing stories where people, kids are coming home, they're beat up, and they're babies. They come home beat up, bloody, bruised. You know what I'm saying? If they get those charges put on them, which I hope they get. I hope they put them under the fucking jail for doing that to a kid. But
right.
my thing is, if you don't want to be bothered, then that's just a profession
you
that you don't need to be in. It's not the job for you. I hate when people are in positions where they're dealing face to face with people or have to deal directly hands on with a person or their child or their property, and they have bad attitudes. They don't want to be bothered. I mean, this kind of stuff is ridiculous, and it's saddest to say, it goes on all the time. A lot of times it doesn't get reported. It flies under the radar, or people are doing it until ultimately something happens to the child, and then it's too late. You know, I think that the regulations and things of that nature need to be tighter, especially when it comes to a home daycare. You know what I'm saying? You're only supposed to have
right.
so many
right.
children per adult within the facility, and it's not a lot. I want to say it's like four at the most, three or four, that you're supposed to have to one adult. So, I mean, if I would be going to jail if I found out somebody was tying my child or something and feeding them acetaminophen to get them to go to sleep because you don't want to be fucking bothered and you just want to take my money. It's asinine.
Mm-hmm.
But the sad part is the shit happens too often. We just don't always hear about it. This goes on several times a day in different places, you know what I'm saying? But we don't hear about it all, or the parents don't catch all of this, you know what I'm saying? Or like I said, it doesn't come to light until it's too late and something has happened to that child, you know what I'm saying? I hope that they, you know what I'm saying, put them under the jail, you know what I'm saying? But it happens all too often. It's ridiculous. I mean, Nisi, what would you have done if you went to the daycare or you heard something like that about a daycare that your child was at? I don't even want to know what your answer is. It's going to be real ignorant.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. First of all, You forgot that I am familiar with daycares, extremely familiar with daycares, because before doing porn, I was a daycare, a legal certified daycare provider, not working for someone else but owning my own. Still own my, you know what I'm saying, my, you know, my name and my business name and all of that. You know what I mean? I just no longer do daycare. You know what I'm saying? Because after having, you know, the grandkids, that's the last thing a motherfucker want to do is be dealing with somebody else's kids. I'm living my life, but I don't agree with, you know what I'm saying? If you send them to daycare, they shouldn't be getting beat up. You know what I'm saying? They shouldn't be getting tied up. And they shouldn't be, you know what I'm saying? A lot of you have to be certified in medication, first of all. But she took it, that shit, to a whole nother level. You got them outside, you leave them in the car. What you do? Because what they, I don't understand that. Why they left in the car? You know what I mean? I just imagine up in the driveway in the car. You know what I'm saying? That's pitiful.
Did the state, when you were doing your own, did the state ever do any randoms and just come in?
Yeah,
or it had to be a complaint filed?
They come through. They definitely come through here. They come through. They check. You know what I'm saying? But then at some point, you know, they started, like, slacking off pretty much because, I mean, I've got had my own kids and doing my own thing. Plus, you know, it's easy time to calculate when somebody is home. And then I took the kids. We did a lot of trips, a lot of things. You know, everything was a field trip. You know what I'm saying? They're supposed to do random checks. They're supposed to come, you know, and pop up. They're supposed to. You know, so. But then if she's a parent, then this is the one thing. Like, I don't know about that area, but here, when you have a CPS case, whether it be you have anything, period, to do with CPS, not only does it affect those daycare kids, it affects your own children. So, say she has them with her own children, say it opens here. It opens up the door on the daycare kids. So now you getting it from both ends. You know what I mean? Not only is you getting in trouble about whatever the fuck the bitch did to them people's kids, you know, babies, but they also removing your children.
Okay. As they should. As they should. But That's horrible. You know, they got to do better. And I feel like the stipulations need to be tighter. They need to be addressed maybe more often. I don't know if they need to change their timelines or how often they're doing these random checks. But I feel sorry for those kids, and I hope they ass ends up under the jail. But we got it's 4:20 somewhere. We got to get into a quick smoke break. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to do a quick smoke break, and then we'll be back for that hot seat. Go ahead, smoke them if you got them. We're going to do that Miss STL, No Chill, Dollhouse Radio. Let's go.
Tell them bye-bye. Leave them stuck out there wondering why. Had no chill on Montana Safari. Said they ain't know I was on us a lie. I just said tell them bye-bye. Leave them stuck out there wondering why. Had no chill on Montana Safari. I'm about to turn up, ready for war. Get me pissed off and be a bomb at your door. Let them stay lit, cause I love the game. And messing with me, I'll wear your nuts for rain. Drama on my chest, I'ma gon' set it out. Cause they all hate me and they love to die. Mad as a thing, I'm about to trip. Banging in the streets like the blood's encryption. Brain cells messed up like it smoked the dip. The Midwest to your chest when it's on. A fist fight combat, about to break it down. I'm like E.T. player when I'm phoning home. Had a gigi gone, you ain't bout that life. You ain't what I'm on. Gangsta till I die, call me Al Capone. Leave the plug on the loud, just hit me, I'm on. I said they tell them bye-bye. Leave them stuck out there wondering why. Had no chill on Montana Safari. Said they ain't know I was on us a lie. I said they tell them bye-bye. Leave them stuck out there wondering why. Had no chill on Montana Safari. Said they ain't know I was on us a lie.
What they on, I heard moving all messy. This ain't high school, still trying to test me. Knife in my back, but you wanna call me bestie. Come up out of my bag real quick, hefty. The moves I make, I do big things. Miss me with them little mind games. My life is nice in my pockets, right? And I like to call the big bang. I'm a ghost, I heard they can't see me. Dabbing on them in 3D. They make the mess and I clean it up, so I'm useful to them like TP. They can do the things I heard I do, but you can order lessons on Hulu. And I ask them all, are you mad or not? Left them feeling like boo-boo.
Tell them bye-bye. Leave them stuck.
Leave them stuck out there wondering why. Have had no chill, I'm on 10 to 5. 7-8, so I was on the survive.
I blow them off like the wind. Serve me hypnotic and hen. Say that BS to your friends. Got them messed up, let me do it again. Ain't never taking the loss.
Nope.
Run the whole thing like a boss. I do not care what you thought. Meet me in traffic, they'll find you with chalk. Some haters be knocking, these lurkers be stalking. They always in season, they worm like moccasins. Stay in their face, don't know why they be jocking. Them snakes in my garden, I took out a lot of them. Wanna step in the city? Gotta make them say please. Cause we keep it on lock. We got the keys, the keys, the keys.
Wanna step in the city? Gotta make them say please.
Yeah, that was Miss STL with that No Chill. If you're just tuning in, you right here. We're All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. We at 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the 1. If you hit it by mistake, hit it again. It'll take it back. But hey, we on to that hot seat. Okay. So,
yo, STL. STL.
What's up, baby? What's up?
I just wanted to say that track was fire, yo.
Right on, right on, right on. I appreciate that. No, I'm an indie artist. Thank you. I appreciate that. Got more coming. I got more coming for y'all. Stay tuned. Me and Rapstar 412, stay tuned.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get off into you recently. Okay, so everybody knows, and we don't. She doesn't do very much other than, you know, shaving her head and, you know, having a little breakdown. But, you know, recently, Kevin Federline asked. Recently, I went back to court, and he wants more, and he got it. He wants more child support. As you know, he has, you know, him and Britney Spears have kids together. He has a total of 6 kids. Now, originally, it was around $25,000 per month that he was receiving for, from her in child support. Goes back, petitions the court. Now he is up to $110,000 a month. You know, man, we know Brittany. You know, I said, we know she making change. We know she got that money. You know, she did the, you know, her Vegas thing. You know what I'm saying? She out here, she got the bag right now. My thing is, and the internet went crazy about this shit once this came back. My thing is, and I'm kind of with everybody else, how do you know that these things are just pertaining to, which they're not. This is basically him trying to feed his whole family, him and the kids, off of basically what Britney is bringing to the table. Because we know damn well he's not getting any money from Char. Char, remember Char Jones? I don't even know if y'all remember her, but it doesn't matter. But anyway, she is now ordered reportedly $110,000 a month. So you got people going crazy saying they need to do this, put it on the card, put it in a trust fund for the children, this, this, and that. What could these kids, $110,000? First of all, I feel as though this motherfucker is not working. He doesn't have a job. It's not like he has a 9-to-5. He's basically living off of support that he's getting from Britney Spears. So my thing is, I want to go, I don't care who chimes in first. Do y'all think this is fair to her, even though she might be making a little more, which I feel like, you know, when you're a star, yeah, you're going to make more money than the average person, but 102 kids, $110,000, and he's not forced to do any fucking thing? What do you guys think about that? Because the internet's going ham with all kinds of shit.
You were going, Rapstar?
Go ahead, Niecy. I'll follow up.
I think that is absolutely crazy that he, you know, I know it takes money to take care of a kid, but he using all the money to take care of not just that one set, but the other set. You know what I'm saying? Also, I mean, whatever's in the household, you know, every same way it is for a woman, and she's getting child support. You got to take care of all the kids. You know, some fathers don't agree with that. They be like, you know, well, my money's for my kids. You know, but, you know, he a little greedy, because if the average person can make it on, you know what I'm saying, on that short money and still make it okay for a kid, why he got to have a raise. I'm not saying he got to, what are you getting, how many more thousands can you possibly need?
I mean, what could they possibly, what were the, any source of necessity other than keeping them fed, keeping clothes on their back, and making sure they get a proper education? And because they're Britney Spears kids, they don't have to go to a private school. You can stick their ass in public school. That shit's fucking free. I got a fucking public school education, and I must say, I graduated at the top of my class, and I don't think it was half fucking bad.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, but anything, because they are her kids, they anything could happen. You know what I'm saying? You send them to school, they walk into school, going to school on their own, and anything possibly could happen, because there's a lot of people who, to be honest, you got some fucking weirdos out here that'll snatch up them kids for a ransom. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In a private school, it's more supervision. You know what I'm saying? There, it's more security versus them going in by themselves, walking to school. You know what I mean? Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Allocate money out of that then, and make sure that she herself or her finance person pays for private school. Two kids, $110,000.
How
and
about,
damn
how
well,
old are these kids now? Is they teenagers?
You said, well, now?
Now,
I don't know exactly how old his kids reportedly are. I'm not sure
because
he has six kids.
That makes a big difference also. That if they're like, you know what I'm saying, 16 or something, it can't be about that. Time flies, shit. But they can't be about 16, 15, 16, 17 now, can they?
Right. No, they're a little. They gotta be. They gotta be around that time because remember when.
Oh, but
Britney
that's
Spears
a different thing
because
they want cars. He gonna want them to have the best of the best. You know,
right.
And they
no, I
the
think he's tricking other bitches with Britney's fucking money. Yeah, he might be taking care of them kids and getting them little stuff, getting them some fits and kicks. Okay, but other than that, he's still a party boy. Kevin Feige, he's still doing his thing.
He
out here spending, he out here partying on her fucking money.
He living
you
his
said,
best
what?
Life.
He's right. He's living
life.
His best life off her fucking dime. And I think that's fucking asinine. That's crazy. And the judge that gave
him
the
talk
judge
about
that
a
even,
woman, but then motherfucker, but he's gonna get it. He's gonna get the money. You know what I'm saying? The more she makes, the more he gonna try to get. You know? And that's pitiful. Because that other girl,
what
she doing?
I think that's what more. I think that's more so for him than anything. I don't think it has too much. I mean, of
well,
course, he's going to do whatever he needs.
Not for nothing.
Yeah, I mean.
Because that shit could come to a halt in a minute. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, them kids get to a certain age and they ready to hit the dough. Or go get
their own. Yeah, fuck that. The system's so fucked up. See, this is what, and things at that high of a level. It trickles from the top down. The fish eats from the head out, down and out. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, on the layman's level, where you got a person that's working a 9-to-5, that's barely struggling, you might have a motherfucker working at Walmart in a grocery store. You got motherfuckers who don't want to get jobs just so they don't have to pay child support, and they're allowed to evade taking care of their kids. But if you are blessed and if you are fortunate enough to be getting some money, big money, then I think it's crazy that he gets to reap the benefits like that. Because for real, he's taking care. She's taking care of that whole family. Char Jones, motherfucking ass, she ain't kicking down. Do she even fucking pay child support? Because only two of the kids are hers. And she got to pay $110,000, $110,000 a fucking month for two kids. What could two children possibly need that will come up to $110,000 in 1 month? Come on, man. Come on. What? What? You talking about the designer clothes? What the fuck? Designer? You know what I'm saying? Food? I mean, what? I don't get it. What? A personal chef? What? I mean, come on, $110,000. I'm with the other people. The shit should be put into some sort of something where it needs tight supervision. Like, okay, this occurred, so I need to take out $5,000 for this. Oh, we gotta go over here and take care of this. This gonna be about 12 right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, something needs to be supervisional to me. It needs to be supervised. You know what I mean? Like, just to say here. Put $110,000 in there, and I think anything that doesn't
that they don't use within that month, if there's any residuals, any leftovers, I think it should be put into some sort of something for them that when they are of age, they're able to touch and be like, oh, okay, I want to do this with my money. This is my money. That's not his trick money, not mm-hmm. his money to trick off and do what he want to do, or if he want to take a trip or go party or take care of four other fucking children. Not saying, hey, they can't get a fit too, but damn, you taking care of his family and input. That's six figures, dog. It's people who work. They ain't touching that kind of money. You know what I'm saying? So if an average motherfucker can make it on breadcrumbs, what could these kids possibly need? Will they need $110,000 a month? What could they possibly need? If anybody got anything to say about this, please chime in. Hit the one. Does anybody hit the one? Let me go in real quick. 214. You on the live? I'm talking on filter. Hello, 214. You have anything to say?
214.
Okay. I'm gonna take it 214. I'm gonna check it. You might have hit the one by accident and hit it again. It'll take it back if you hit that by accident. But like I said, I just think I'm with the internet on this one. You know what I'm saying? If they should put it into some sort of dowry where they can touch it when they're of age or something of that magnitude. But $110 a month for these kids, and he probably, I'm sure, ain't getting no child support from anywhere else or any other situations. Because I mean, if it is, it might be on the low. I don't know. But other than that, I don't see it. I'm sorry, I just don't see it. But I thought that was crazy, and it, you know what I'm saying, it was like, you know, they was printing, everybody was talking about it, like, well, you know, and he don't do shit, you know what I'm saying? I think they need to make that motherfucker get a job. Make his ass get a job then. You know what I'm saying? So he can, you know, fair. You know what I'm saying? That's not fair. I think she got done it. But anyway, before we go hit another break and get it, because you know we got to get into them honey dip thoughts. Everybody wants to know what honey dip is thinking real quick. So let me see. Y'all know that they finally came down with the cause. We got to talk about it. We got to be messy. It's what we do. You know what I'm saying? When the news channels are talking about it, it's just on the tip of everything. It's a household thing. We got to talk about it. So they gave him 3 to 10. So he's going to serve a minimum of 3 years at a minimum. And now what I will say, they did show the facility. It is a brand-new facility. You know what I'm saying? Everything's brand new, so it's not like he on some nasty-ass toilet and been 30 motherfuckers in there in their cells jacking off and all that kind of bullshit, none of that. So my thing is, what do y'all – let me try this again. Real quick, 214, I'm going to come back to you, and we got to make this real quick. You got anything you want to put in? Can you
hear me now?
214?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
You can hear me now?
Yes, 214, go ahead.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. Honestly, I'm not biased or anything of that nature. It's just the point of, in a situation like that, majority of the time, of course, you know, through everything that you learn, of course, a man is supposed to be out there and trying to get everything himself without being the one receiving. But yet and still, if there was a woman, basically, like, let's say, like, with Denzel Washington, say if his wife did that same thing, no one would have an issue with that because of Denzel being the man and his wife being the woman. But now that is the man that's receiving that in, and don't get me wrong, and you know, it's understood that's a lot of money and things of that nature, but you have to look at the lifestyle. That lifestyle has to be successfully contained, because that's the lifestyle those children came into. Now if those children came into living in a trailer, the judge would be like, that's okay, this is the money for their trailer. You know what I'm saying? So he's not going by his lifestyle. The judge is not going by his lifestyle. The judge is going by the lifestyle that the kid was raised in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And okay. See, my main thing, and the assumption, Yeah, yeah, but see, the assumption automatically is, no matter what end, if the woman or the man receiving, the assumption is that the woman or the man is tricking off on someone or spending the money somewhere else, whereas we don't know that. That's our assumption. We're going to jump to that conclusion because, of course, that's a lot of money. In our mindset, it's like, oh, man, I'll party with that. Well, party with a little bit of it. But the thing is, you don't know how that person is thinking, no matter how they are in the public eye, because that's outside looking in. You don't know what that man's heart is like, really. You understand what I'm saying? So, basically, he could already be stacking that money for his children because we already know the U.S. dollar is going down. You understand? So, he might have thought about that along the way. You know, so we just can't assume and just automatically be like, oh, he don't deserve it. Because if it was a woman, we all be like, you know what, she deserved that. You know what I mean? So either way it go, it's just a point of, our assumptions of what he doing with the money is basically, as one of you said, was asinine. You know, so we're assuming what he's doing with the money. I mean, as long as the kids are still living the lifestyle that they came into, that's the bottom line for everything. I mean, that's the bottom line. As long as the kids are living the lifestyle, and he might be enjoying the lifestyle also, but as long as the kids are enjoying the lifestyle that they were born into, that's all that matters at the end of the day. You all have a nice day. Uh-huh. Cool to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Carl.
Thank you,
we
baby.
Appreciate that. Touché. Okay. Much love, Carl. Appreciate you calling in. Hey, well, that's what it is. What it is. You heard it from the caller. We love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Saying what you got to say. We're going to, hey, touche. I love it. We're going to jump off into a real quick break. We're going to come back and get off into them honey dip thoughts, man. Everybody want to know what honey dip thinking about. So let's do that Lone Star Jade. Amen. Then we'll be right back. Hold on. We up. Let's go.
Jade, man, you tuned in. We're All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dial House Radio. And again, shout out to that caller. He didn't give us his name, and that's okay, because if you don't want to, you can be anonymous. But hey, we're going to keep it trucking, and we're going to drive straight into them honey dip thoughts. Honey dip, go on, school them.
Hey, what's going on? My little idea
is, I kind of briefly touched on it last week when we came on. It was that right at the beginning. I said it was two words and left it like it was and went on with my conversation. But, you know, I had to talk about the fact of you women, when you get in a relationship, it don't even have to be a relationship, somebody that you care for and you're thinking about starting some type of relationship with some type of man, or even the man with the woman, however you want to look at it. And when a man doesn't want to be tested, or a woman doesn't want to be tested, and I'm going to say, because this is something that actually happened to me recently.
STD testing.
No. Yes, STD testing. And I'm a firm believer. I don't have a personal, you know, no one that I sleep alone every night by choice. I pay my bills by choice, unless one of you motherfuckers out there want to come paying for me with your money, then I'll take that. But when a woman or man, whoever the other person is, the person that you're going to be in a relationship with, if they ask you, you know what I'm saying, about taking an STD test, and a person has an issue with that, that throws up a red flag. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Regardless, I've known a particular person for many years, but at the end of the day, that don't mean shit. That don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Because not for nothing, this motherfucking shit don't have a name. You know what I mean? These STDs and shit, specifically HIV, don't
killing
have
people.
Or AIDS. It don't have a fucking name. So for to have asked this gentleman, could you go and take this test? Let's go do this together. Because I already know that I know I'm good. It was crazy because I had just took a test 3 days prior to me and him even, you know what I'm saying, sitting down and getting together. And I'm not talking about sexually. I'm talking about just, you know, running into each other after many years. You know what I'm saying? And for me to ask, let's go do this testing, because I got my shit right, you know what I'm saying? It's no problem. He did show me some paperwork that was 4 months early, you know, 4 months prior to us running into each other or whatever. But for me, okay, that's fine. That was 4 months ago. Brother man, I'm going to need you to go now, because if you want to get up
right in
here, you know what I'm saying, and fuck this pussy the right way, the way you want to do it, then you're going to have to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to need you to go.
Tell me
and
the money.
Tell me, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you got so many excuses for why you can't do this and you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Or this is, okay, first it was something about the brakes on this car. You know what I'm saying? So now you're driving your niece's car. That's fine. Why you can't go in her car? Now you're watching her son. Okay, you know how many motherfuckers done took kids with them to go take a damn test? How many people done took them to go to the doctors? You know what I mean? Then I'm like, let's pack that little motherfucker in the car and let's go. We can do this together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't nobody else gonna be in that room but me and you when we doing it. And I ain't talking about the time when we fucking ain't gonna be in that room but you and me. So, you know what I mean? This little baby, four or five years old. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing but a prick in your finger. First of all, for that test, but for what I wanted was for him to get the full STD test. You know what I'm saying? It was just
everything.
Like, it kept being a problem. And I had to just cut you off. And it's a sad situation because I've known this person. When I tell you, grew up in the same project. I ain't living in a project since I was fucking 7 years old. You know what I'm saying? So grew up as a kid in the same hood. You know what I mean? If you don't want to get that thing checked, what's the problem? Something's got to be wrong. Something's got to be an issue. You know, then again, it may not be an issue. But wouldn't you, as a man, feel safe wanting to know about me? You know what I'm saying? I'm in an industry. I stay tested. I can't afford to bring nothing into the porn industry. A lot of motherfuckers...
They'll drum roll your ass up out of the industry.
Mm-hmm. I got to be tested before. So people who just doing their own thing in this industry, you know, you at home shooting your own little things with Tom, Dick, and Harry, those bitches ain't getting tested. But a motherfucker that's playing a real position in this industry is truly being tested the way they're supposed to.
Check your mic, honey dip. Check your mic. You sound kind of off.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. People in this industry, you know, we actually get tested more than most of you motherfuckers could ever imagine. Telling me you tested
3, 4, 5, 6 months early means absolutely nothing to me. It means nothing to me because I don't know who you fucked last night.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Then you have to know that there's a window period in between that time. You have to understand there's a window period. And I need motherfuckers to understand just because I do porn does not mean, like, I like all the freaky shit. You're damn right I do. But at the end of the day, does not mean I just want to fuck everything walking by me. Because trust me, I don't. In my private life, all you motherfuckers are not attracted to me. You're not. And I'm being honest. And I'm not everybody's cup of tea either. You know what I'm saying? But I'm getting not only just saying, and you know, you motherfuckers that be thinking, oh, just because I do porn without a condom, again, I'm tested. That person I'm working with, trust me, in my life, I have set rules. The industry has its rules, but I also have my rules. I'm going to need that motherfucker.
Right.
I don't shoot with a motherfucker who just got tested 30 days ago or 28 days ago. I don't. I choose not to. I choose a motherfucker who just got his test before we shot. We're talking, it takes 2 to 3 days for your results. And that's already right there. That's a period motherfucker could do. I'm going to keep it real. Motherfucker could do something in that little bit of time. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But majority of us in this industry, we understand, you know what I'm saying, that keep your dick in your pants. You ain't got to go fuck this person in that, or your pussy in your pants. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to go fuck like a jackrabbit just to be fucking. You about to get some pussy in when you know what I'm saying, on set. You know, keep your shit. You should be keep, you know, I don't know. I just feel some kind of way. And and I will cut you off. I don't want to, I mean, I got motherfuckers. If y'all, listen, I've been trying not to put out some of these I got screenshots of some of you motherfuckers that be emailing and some of the things that y'all say. Because you can possibly think that I'm going to fuck you with no protection. You
and I think, you know what, I think it's so important.
Big money, and some of these people have the money. Do you know the struggle? And I turn it down. I turn the money down.
That's not worth your life. It
ain't
worth your life to get the bag that you can't spend.
Or it ain't worth me infecting anyone else. Or me, I take enough medication just for my blood pressure, my motherfucking back. My goddamn head, this shit, you know what I'm saying? Hereditary. Do you think I want to sit up here and take some motherfucking pills to, like, literally? I already take shit, like I said, from my head, my blood pressure, shit like that to keep a bitch alive. Are you fucking kidding me? You think that I want to sit up here and take a medication to where it's going, I got to keep from dying straight up? I'm in and out. I already go to enough doctors, see specialists. The fuck, I don't see specialists for this pussy like that, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's important for people to hear this from you, though, because we've been active industry. It's important for them to hear that even though you're active industry, you still go through the necessary steps. It's fucking real out here. People don't realize that shit. This shit is real. It's
really
not a joke.
They get mad, and people are getting upset with me because their first thing is, oh, well, you don't use a condom on your scenes. Well, bitch, you ain't no porn star and you ain't in this motherfucking industry. And and when I say, well, and I don't fuck motherfucking random motherfuckers. I don't be walking down the street talking about, oh, let me get that dick. I'll put your dick in my mouth. I mean, yeah, I like fucking dick and all that. But at the end of the day, trust me, it's going to be happening unless there's some money involved. And it's, you know, it's usually the industry. You know what I mean? I'm a businesswoman at the end of the day, but I'm also a fucking human being at the end of the day with some type of morals. And I love me. First and foremost.
Porn stars have morals, guys.
I'm going to put myself first at all costs. Your money makes me no motherfucking difference. I will not take a chance because you got $2,000-$3,000. You got your taxes back, or I'm going to see you when I get my taxes. Bitch, no, you want?
bitch, no, you won't. You won't see me. You see me when you Google me. How about that one? That's how much you can see me. You motherfuckers got to get it together, you know, and I'm just saying, you women ain't that much love in the world, or you men ain't that much in the love in the world to take a chance in not using a condom. Motherfuckers, your husbands are cheaters. You bitches don't. You can think that you the only motherfucker he's fucking, baby.
Don't be pussy
I'm
getting.
I'm here to tell you, you're not, and we got a lot of DL men. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to tell you. I'm going to just say this. I have, you know what I'm saying, people and gay. I know I have gay friends. I have tranny friends. And I have been in the same house, the same location as them. And some of your boyfriends and husbands have been to see some of those tranny people and not knowing that I'm even in the fucking house with them. And then when they show me exactly, and I've been specifically, I'm just gonna name the state, Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
I was there for a hosting, and when I was sitting in the car, and I know for a fact that this tranny, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting out in the truck, and I know for a fact this tranny was hitting legs, turning dates, and I'm looking at this man was. Fine. When I say, and I got a whole attitude like he was my man, okay? I did. Fine, then I'm motherfucker. Oh, my God. I was in the car mad as hell. Seen him going in that room with the tranny. This motherfucker got the flyest motherfucking truck, baby sneakers. You know the little newborn sneakers hanging from the mirror. You know what I'm saying? A garter belt hanging from the mirror, which in turn tells me that's his wife and they're newly married, and she probably just had that baby. And he going in there to see that trend. You know what I'm saying? And it's not to say that a transsexual has a disease. No, I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is a lot of you guys are DL, and you're not keeping it fucking real and being honest with who you are. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you're going to swing to the left, then go to the left. If you're going to swing to the right, then go to the right. But you should not put your family,
put a condom on
you
in
know
the
what
middle.
I'm saying, in jeopardy. You know, I'm just saying, there's a whole lot of shit going on. And, you know, me being a woman, I'm just speaking up. Like, look at it for what it's worth. It's a lot going on out here in this world, you know.
I think it's important because people have a certain perception with you being industry and being an active porn star. People have a certain, they feel like, oh, well, why is she tripping off testing and a protection, but you're a porn star. And I think it's a good thing for people to hear this from somebody that is active industry, that this is very fucking important. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're making money with it or not, it's important.
I'm really getting fed up with the situation of why you motherfuckers want to run up in a bitch with no condom. And I'm not just saying, if you're asking me, then you're asking every bitch that you contact. You understand what I'm saying? And to me, I think you're sick. I think, not saying, well, mentally, you got to be mentally fucked up, but I think you got that thing if you're asking me to fuck me with no condoms. Because
you're
going to
ask five other motherfuckers and
that
two of them bitches
did it.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And each and every one of them bitches done did it. So you got that thing, and I feel like you're trying to kill me. And so now I'm going to cut you the fuck out. I'm a nasty.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm nasty, I'm nasty. When I don't mean freaky nasty and all that, I mean when I'm a nasty motherfucking bitch, I can be a vindictive nasty ass bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm cutting you all the fucking way out. I'm going to hurt your feelings. You know what I'm saying? Just for even asking me some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And the things that I get in the, you know, and it's not just saying Facebook, not just saying Instagram, not just, look, motherfuckers don't know. I see all those comments on X videos. Every couple months I go through them, all the comments. Every couple months on X videos, I go and I check and see, you know, because they got a little inbox thing there. I look at all that shit, and the things that some of you motherfuckers ask me raw is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And I really see that shit, and it's just a sad situation because most of you motherfuckers have significant others, and you don't even think twice
like, oh, she do porn, I want to fuck her, you know, and it's okay, yes, please want to fuck me, I'm glad that, you know what I'm saying, I could be that fantasy and that dream for you, you know what I'm saying, but you don't just want to fuck me, you all are asking to fuck me, you just want to come in this pussy, bitch, how do you predict to come in this pussy without a condom? You're going to need a condom if I even thought and even had an interest in wanting to fuck you. It would be with a condom.
And with that being said, we got to drop a like it's hot right there because you know our time is up. But, hey, that's important, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Get know your status. And if you heard this, you set it out there. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know how to get in touch with you if they want to reach out and touch.
Niecy Honey Dip on everything. You know, all social media is Niecy Honey Dip. I am still and always available for bookings that be deposit ready. You know what I'm saying? Ain't none of that. Come to the club and we'll pay you when you get here. Yeah, you're going to pay me the other half. I'm going to need half down. You hit my manager, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com, and then we can talk. Business.
Mm-hmm.
Honey dip everything.
Yeah. It's your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up on my Facebook, Cameron Cortez. Hit me up on my Facebook fan page, Rap Star, aka Hurricane Cam, the Resurrection of Hip Hop. Hit me up on my IG, Rap Star 412, or Rap Star aka Hurricane Cam. Hit me up on my Twitter also as well, Rap Star 412, and YouTube. Rap Store 412. It's crazy.
Hey, look, we here each and every week, same bad time, same bad channel, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, right here on Dial House Radio. We appreciate everybody that took time to tune in. We appreciate the people that are going to go back and listen to this on demand. Hey, get your shit right. It's important. And we see y'all next week. We'll be here. We see y'all then. We don't go out. Lady Rebecca J, Galaxy, Dollar House. Let's go.
Yeah.
Dollhouse Radio. I'll talk no filter. We out.